More Idaho Matters now from the studios at Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Cadet. A diverse group of researchers led by the University of Idaho are coming together to study the effects that drought and fire have on forest land. A $15 million grant from the National Science Foundation will create what's being called the Ember Institute to study the issue while also reaching out to underserved communities as well as people all across the political spectrum. So here today to tell us more about this is Tara Hudeberg, principal investigator for Ember and professor in the University of Idaho's Department of Forest, Rangeland, and Fire Sciences, along with Laurel Lynch, assistant professor in the U of I's Department of Soil and Water Systems and co-principal investigator on the Ember Project. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So, Tara, let me start with you. Ember has a very scientific name, but what is it and what does it mean?
Okay, well, our overarching vision is really to identify key traits and variables that govern how biological communities respond to and interact with stress. And our community that we're studying is forests and their microbial symbionts, so the bacteria that live on trees and in soils and really facilitate a lot of tree response and strategies to growth and how they respond to stress. As a lot of people know, Western US fires are rapidly becoming larger, they're more frequent, more severe. And while historical fire regimes were critical for maintaining forests and their services, today that stress compounded with drought is really threatening forest persistence. And so what we're really trying to do is look at how we know that many of our trees and microbial species have evolved traits that make them both resilient to and often mm-hmm. benefit from fire and drought. In recent decades, they're failing to recover after these events, and we don't really understand why. So Ember then posits that this problem has existed because molecular and cellular processes have never been embedded in ecosystem research. I'm an ecosystem scientist. I look at how all of those interactions and feedbacks occur within a forest system, but I don't look at it at the disciplinary depth from that molecular scale mm-hmm. up to these process level scales. And with compounding stress and how rapidly systems are changing, this is about coming together and getting all of the biologists to work on this really complex mm-hmm. problem.
So, Laurel, speaking of that, was part of the goal to bring together researchers from different backgrounds and institutions and even different fields of study?
Yeah, absolutely. So to me, this is one of the most exciting kind of aspects of Ember. We, like Tara mentioned, we can't really predict when forests fail or when they recover. And one of the goals is to bring together scientists that are working across all of these different scales. You know, we have people that have spent their whole career working with one bacterial species, but they haven't mm-hmm. thought about how that scales up to impact how a tree might respond to stress or how a forest might recover from fire. And so it's really exciting to have us all talking together finally, bringing together our disciplinary interests and expertise, and then trying to tackle some of these really complex problems.
Mm-hmm. And Laurel, why do these different researchers who, I think it's fair to say, are a lot of times siloed, right, in their own fields of study? What does that do when they come together to help these forests?
Yeah, so for Tara and I, you know, we started talking about Ember kind of in a different form about 3 years ago. And it took about that long for us to be able to start having real conversations with the microbiologists who, you know, are working at a very different scale than us, with very mm-hmm. different research questions than us. And even simple things like figuring out how to talk about kind of a related process. Like we think about and kind of envision our research tackling these questions in very different ways. So even the words that we use, the way that we talk about these systems differs. And so it did take about 3 years for us to start having really productive conversations and start to envision like how we can all work together at a particular field site or using a particular set of models to be able to start asking these questions that we're all really excited about, but haven't had the tools or the training to be able to really work on before.
Mm-hmm. Tara, when you started talking to all of these other scientists, what was their reaction to this idea of Ember?
We had a lot of people who did not want to talk about it. Not that they weren't interested in the biology or that their
Right.
questions were interesting, but they just, you know, and that's okay. I mean, as scientists, we do need to work in our silos sometimes as well. We need to have that disciplinary depth about certain processes. So it was, you know, there was some resistance, and then it just took finding the right people. And once you found one, they invited their friends, because we have science friends that they thought would be more interested in it. And then it just, the group that merged and came together for this to find for us to finally pull off a cohesive story, if you will, for writing the proposal and you know, nailing down these questions that we know we will make progress on, was a little bit magical, I almost want to say.
I love
serendipitous
that. No,
even.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we really like
So,
each other.
which always helps, right? So,
Yeah,
tell us about
absolutely.
tell us about some of the things you're hoping to study, because I know some of them are like, you know, how drought and fires impact trees, right? But also maybe, as I believe you mentioned this already, Tara, why some forests are not recovering after fire?
So, I mean, we know that there's stress, and that's an obvious answer that they're not recovering, but we don't know, because some are recovering too. So it's really this nuance and this, like, why are some failing and why are some not, even though they're experiencing the same amount of stress, and this could even be the same species. And so this look at what we're calling sort of the above ground and the below ground response of the biological organisms involved, not just the trees, is critical to understanding how a system responds. And they're very hard to study, right? These are outside in the forest. They're mature trees that have been around for centuries, and some of those microbes and the processes they do, although they turn over faster, the processes in soil are millennial processes. And so there's a lot of scales. There's both biological and temporal and spatial, and so it's really exciting to do, yes, to have all the expertise on one team to look at all of those different aspects.
And Laurel, my understanding is part of the Ember Project is community outreach. So can you talk to us about how you're partnering with the Coeur d'Alene tribe?
Yeah, so that's another really kind of exciting part of the work. The Ember is going to be trying to tackle in the coming six years and hopefully beyond. So Tara had met Laurel Amatia, who is one of the kind of environmental liaisons and outreach coordinators for the Coeur d'Alene tribe. And together we've kind of come up with a bunch of different research questions. The tribe is really, you know, interested in studying how some of their historical fire management practices were impacting forest function and forest health. They have a new biochar reactor that they've got on site that we're planning to burn biomass with them, put that biomass back into the forest, and look at how it changes microbial communities. Does it increase water retention and thereby tree health, or kind of access to some of those resources that might be limiting after a wildfire or after a drought? So, in conjunction with the tribe, we're really trying to identify if there are some management practices that we can put into place as well to help these forests recover during these stressful events.
And I'm curious as well about the fact that you also want to reach out to people across political spectrums. Laurel, why? And I guess how will you do that?
Yeah. So, you know, for Tara and I, in particular, we feel that wildfire in general has been kind of vilified. I grew up in Alaska. We don't have a very high, you know, population base. And so when a wildfire would occur, for the most part, those fires burn. Right. And so I kind of grew up like fire is dangerous. It can have kind of these dreadful impacts on human society, but it's also really important for ecosystem health and for some of these trees and microbiomes to regenerate, for the soils to regenerate and become, you know, more productive and resilient to future stress. So for me, it's been, you know, kind of hard for climate change to be politicized, right? It's doesn't need to be a political aspect. It's something that is challenging all human society. It's something that, in a way, you know, should bring us together, right? There's a lot of extremely intriguing questions that, you know, that we've exposed ourselves to by having kind of this global true global experiment that we're all a part of. But obviously, it's something that we need to address and tackle. So with Ember, one of our goals is to understand kind of the biological mechanisms that allow these forests to hopefully recover from drought and fire, but then also to work with people to better understand wildfire, when it can be beneficial, how we can manage it so that it's not as destructive for people, for infrastructure, for our society at large. So it's really important to be able to have these open conversations about complex issues like climate change that are not political. And so that's one of the goals with the Institute, is to start kind of reaching lots of different people, lots of different stakeholder groups, and having these conversations about how we move forward together.
And Laurel, speaking of climate change, are you hoping that you can also maybe train some of the next generation of scientists to look at different solutions to climate change?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of our goals is, you know, we recognize that there is this, you know, climate change is happening. It's happening very quickly. And as scientists, we're not really equipped to tackle this question from these traditional kind of disciplinary silos, using our traditional approaches. So, you know, Ember starts with training 20 or so graduate students and a number of postdocs. We have a bunch of undergraduate students, some who are already working with us. We're engaging with high school students and high school teachers as well. And one of the major goals is that we're preparing the next generation of scientists to move fluidly among biological disciplines and to tackle some of these complex issues like climate change.
And before I let you go, Tara, can you talk to us a little bit about the grant? Laurel mentioned it's 6 years, correct? But where did the grant come from?
So it's from the National Science Foundation, the Biology Directorate. It's this program has been around, I think, 4 years. So we're in the fourth cohort, and there are other biology integration institutes, that's what they're called, across the country that were funded previously and some at the same time as ours. And we will be reaching out to them and sort of, you know, network of networks, if you will, of scientists working on some of these large complex issues, which are directly and indirectly related to how, you know, how organisms respond to respond to change and how and tackling the ones that, you know, are really bringing together teams that can, that want to and can integrate across the disciplines in order to fully investigate these questions and provide answers. And like Laurel said, to landowners and environmental organizations or government policy makers that that will help us overcome these challenges that forests are facing.
Well, I want to thank both of you so much for your time and talking to us about the Ember Project. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.